Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Now, here's your host, entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your home for motivation, personal growth, and entrepreneurship. I am your host, Danny Cole. And as always, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the family. I love you and I appreciate you. And because of that, I'm going to bring you nothing but great content every single show. And that's exactly what you're going to get here tonight. Now, let me ask you, have you ever thought about and wondered why some people seem to achieve every single goal that they set while a lot of other people struggle? Well, it doesn't come down to motivation. I mean, that helps, but that's not what it is. Ultimately, it comes down to your habits. Show me your habits and I will show you where you're going in life. Your habits will determine everything. They determine how happy you are, how healthy you are. They even determine like how much money you're going to make. So, with that being said, let me ask you another question. Have you ever wondered how you can overcome negative habits and break those bad habits and create better ones? Well, if you have, then you are in the right place right now and you are going to love the show and love our guest, because our guest tonight has created an app to do just that for you. Our guest tonight is amazing and I'm excited to have him on the show. Tonight, we have got the founder of UltiSelf, Alex Necretin. Alex is an author, speaker, biohacker, and he is a serial entrepreneur who has built and sold multiple successful businesses. Ever since 2002, Alex has been passionate about improving himself mentally and physically, and now he's excited to combine his business skills with his passion and create UltiSelf, the ultimate biohacking and self-improvement app. So guys, you already know this show is going to be amazing, and I am excited. I'm glad you're here. And Alex, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, my friend. I need to take you around with me to introduce me everywhere I go. I love that.
Bro, yeah, I'd be happy to do it, dude. Like I said, I've been, you know, I purchased this app. I purchased it, man. I've been going through everything.
Feel good about myself.
Well, dude, you should, man. Your app's making everybody else feel good about themselves. I've got it, and I've been going through it, the workbook and everything. Dude, it's amazing. But before
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Before we go into the app and what it does and what all entails, man, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself so they can know who you are.
All right, I'll tell you my shortcomings first. The longest I've ever held a job was about probably a week and a half. It was a Gold Gym. I told off my boss without knowing that it was my boss because she kept telling me what to do, and I didn't even know that I worked for her. And got fired right away. So basically, straight entrepreneur from pre-college years.
Man.
I had my first business in the auto industry. We were buying cars on auctions and then selling them online. This was like probably 2001, 2002. And then I got into the financial space right around 2004 or 5. That was my biggest success. You know, so I had a commodities brokerage. It was super successful. But one thing that I've always struggled with during my early 20s and even into my teens is I struggled a lot with anxiety. You know, I had a lot of anxiety issues. And, you know, we're going back to me getting fired from those places and kind of not being able to have it together. Anxiety. I didn't have my act together at all. You know, and what was a big changing point in my life was actually I bought a set of tapes online. This is how I got into personal development and everything. I bought a set of tapes online. They were called Attacking Anxiety and Depression by Lucinda Bassett. And I literally changed a few of my habits, which I didn't even know had anything to do with anxiety. I cut out sugar from my diet, you know, most sugar. Like I stopped eating desserts. I was eating like a box of Twix every day, pretty much, maybe half a box of Twix. And, you know, changing certain things in my diet, changing the way I speak to myself and having those modifying those habits, I would almost say it saved my life because, I mean, I went from somebody who got fired from Gold's Gym and got fired from bagging groceries at a supermarket to, you know, having a multimillion dollar, very successful business. So, you know, and learning about self-development obviously was a good thing. But, you know, I think why I had success with those programs, those books that I bought is as soon as I read them, something jumped at me right away. And that was like, you have to implement, right? Just learning and putting it on your bookshelf. I mean, books are great. There's lots of great content out there. You know, I got a bookshelf full of books, but without implementing, they're kind of no good. You know what I mean? So there needs to be a system for implementation. And I've always focused on that. And I think that's why I had the results. That's why I had results with those tapes, right? Then after that, I got into some of the stuff like the Dale Carnegie stuff, the Brian Tracy. What was the other book that I had? Obviously, Think and Grow Rich, Joe Vitale stuff. But from every book, I would literally write out the different things that I need to do every day, right? And then I would put them into a spreadsheet. You know, this was before apps and things like that. And I would check it off on the spreadsheet. Hey, you know, do affirmations every day. You know, do a day without eating any desserts. Do a day where I don't have, you know, because anxiety was my issue. So do a day where I don't drink caffeine after 2 p.m. Things like that, right? So I've always had that mindset of you got to take the necessary action based on what you learn. Because just learning, just learning is not enough at all. And, you know, this motivated me to create this app. You know, this was, I was able to sell my financial business and basically get into this. And UltiSelf is really like, this aligns with my passion because of the way your mental state and your physical state is so important to me. And this app is actually going to make people act on their, you know, on the things they learn to get results.
Now, dude, you've dropped a lot of gold nuggets in there. And one of the things that I want to touch on real quick, and it's like you said, you can have that bookshelf full of books left and right, and you can read them all. But, and this is what I tell people, and I've got in a couple of books that I've written, is knowledge isn't power. Applied knowledge is power. So like you've been doing, you wrote down, got the spreadsheets and put down on there what you're going to do when checking it off. You're applying it, and that's why you changed your life so drastically. And it's, anxiety, man, something I talked to you on the phone before, but anxiety is something I struggled with for a long time. So my hat's off to you for, you know, figuring out what caused it and how to overcome it. And dude, that's huge. That's huge in itself. There's so many people deal with anxiety.
Right. And you know, the cool thing is like right now everybody's busy, right? Like people get more and more busy. Attention spans get shorter and shorter and shorter. And as good as books are, I mean, to me, reading is relaxing, right? I like to read. There's a lot of good information there, but sometimes busy entrepreneur, busy person doesn't have the time to actually sit down and, you know, really read a book. So what we did, one way that we differentiate, I mean, there's other habit tracking apps out there, but we're way more than a habit tracking app. We're more like a full-on self-development biohacking app because we put the content in our app. So for example, if it's anxiety, if you open up our app and like right on the habit section in our app, there's a button that says, what do you want to improve? So you put in, you just tap on stress. You know, one of those options is stress. You tap on stress and we pre-built, you know, right now it's 250, and on the wait list, there's about another 1,000 pre-built habits that we're putting into our app. Everything from supplements to changes to your environment to changes to your behavior and things that you do, right? So for example, you could open up the app, you can tap on, you know, you want to improve stress, and then you're going to get options, you know, 40, 50 different things that you could do, and now everybody's different. So a habit that will work for me may not necessarily work for you and vice versa. So now this app allows you to experiment with the different habits that, you know, inside the app that you could try and see how you react to them. And the app is like a control panel for you. So it's going to kind of give you feedback in terms of how they affect you.
I'm sorry, X, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Santo Jr. asked me a question. He says, a little bit of feedback on your side there. So make sure we get a crystal clear reception here.
Understood. You know what? I'm going to try to go to another room. Hang on.
Is See, that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. You work from the house. You can go from room to room, office to
those tall ceilings, man.
Yeah. Now I got a 5-month-old daughter, so I got to tiptoe around a little bit.
Yeah. Congrats on that, man. That's amazing.
Go to your office. Thank you. My wife is like, go to your office in the corner of the house and don't make a noise. So that's what I was doing. Is it any better over here?
100% better.
Perfect.
Better. Awesome. I'm in a bigger room. I might get yelled at.
It's tough being you, Alex. You're like, man, I gotta go from the big office to a bigger room. You know, it's a tough life.
I know, right?
Now, all right. So, listeners are paying attention. You know, Alex started the app AltiSelf, right? AltiSelf. So there's all these behaviors that you can change and create habits and change your life. And tell our listeners, like, how did you come up with this app? Because I'm curious about that right there. Like, how did you start this? There's going to be a long process in it. And this app is life-changing.
Well, so first thing is, like I said, I was using a spreadsheet for the different things that I was doing myself, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, the big question is, you could, you know, self-development is not bespoke. What do I mean by bespoke? It's a word that I used in my old business a lot. But bespoke, it means custom tailored to you. Simple example. You guys heard of Bullet Coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine, right? It's the coffee that Dave Asprey talks about. It's fantastic. So basically what you do is you take a cup of coffee, you put a spoon of butter, and you put some MTC, medium chain triglyceride oil, so coconut oil could work as well, and you blend it together. It's filling. It tastes like a delicious latte. And it kind of makes you, it gives you that energy that coffee gives you, but it makes you not so jittery. So I love it. I use Bullet Coffee all the time. The problem is that I have a sensitive stomach. And as you guys, I'm sure, know that coffee can have, you know, it's acidic. So if you have a sensitive stomach, if you're kind of prone to acid reflux and whatnot, drinking coffee is not the best idea. So, for example, if I drank Bullet Coffee every single day, I might have an issue with my stomach. So as good as it is, it might not be the best solution for me in order to improve my focus and energy, right? Every single day. I have to do that only a couple times a week. So your approach, the habits that are going to work for me may not necessarily be the habits that are going to work for you. I mean, some are like overwhelmingly, they have an overwhelming amount of data on them, like hydration, right? Like everybody needs to drink enough water, right? Sleep, everybody needs to sleep for at least 6 hours. Exercise. Those are kind of like for everybody, right? But then there's certain unique ones. And we have that in our app. We have a core routine. These are habits that we just strongly urge everybody to do. We have 7 habits in the core routine, right? You open the app, the first thing we say, add the core routine to your tracker. It's just something you got to do, period, point blank, right? There's just overwhelming proof. But then with the other stuff, you really got to experiment and find the stuff that works best for you. So, for example, if you don't have a sensitive stomach, you could drink Bullet Coffee 2 times a day or once a day, you know? If you have a sensitive stomach like me, I still use it because it really, like, I can knock out more work on Bullet Coffee than in one day than I can probably do on 3 days without it. But I got to basically take that Bullet Coffee, you know, I got to be careful because if I drink it every day, then I'm going to mess my stomach up and then it's going to set me back big time. So, you know, that's kind of things like that. Another something more extreme is like take meditation, right? It's hyped up. Not hyped up is probably not the right word, but it's very popular. There's a lot of good science, good evidence behind it working. But for example, there's a study by try putting into Google meditation adverse effects. And you'll see studies. For example, there's a study by the University College of London that basically said that up to 25% of people who meditate experience adverse effects, negative effects. So now you got to think about what kind of meditation is right for you. So imagine you blindly following, oh, meditation is good for you. That's what you hear in the news, you know, and you hear all this kind of info about it. But imagine if you're one of those 25 people and you're sitting there meditating every day and you're actually making things worse for you. So
now,
what
Alex,
kind
real quick
of meditation
question.
Should you be doing? Yeah, what's up?
The 25% that affects it adversely, like, why is that? Like, how come it affects them adversely? Do you know why?
From what I read in the study, it was like the adverse effects were like distorted emotions, frustration, and things like that. And it makes sense. I mean, to me, it kind of makes sense because for some people, sitting there and not moving for 10, 15 minutes can, and trying to not, you know, to try to like, I guess, suppress your thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, there's different types of meditation. If you're doing the wrong meditation, it might not be the best for you. Like, for example, true. I do something personally, and I'm not one of those 25%. Like, I think meditation is great for me, right? So basically what I do is I do something called box breathing. This is something I picked up from a book called The Way of the Seal by Mark Divine, right? Mm-hmm. And with box breathing, you basically breathe in for a count of four, you hold it for a count of four, you breathe out for a count of four, and then you hold that for a count of four. And being able to control your breath actually really helps you deal with stress if you do it the right way. There's certain breathing patterns that could give you energy. There's certain breathing patterns that could calm you down, etc. But that, in a way, is mindfulness. That's a different type of meditation, so to speak. So you got to find the right one for you. And in our app, we have all these suggested different breathing practices you could do, different meditation. Even meditation, there is transcendental meditation. There's mindfulness meditation. What's the other one? Loving kindness meditation. So there's a bunch of different ones. So just blindly saying, I'm going to meditate without testing which approach works for you and looking at those approaches, I mean, it could work. I mean, 75% of the people had good effect, but you can hone in and find something that's a little bit more bespoke. So I guess in terms of, to answer your original question, that was my progression, going from a spreadsheet and just following things that other people said were good for them. I decided, okay, let me see how these things affect me and really paying attention to that. And that's UltiSelf really allows you to do that, because we got a feature in there where you could rate your day and it correlates with the habits that you do. And you get like a habit effectiveness rating for each habit. So it's basically your life manager in your pocket and coach/life manager. So that was that's probably kind of the progression of where I went from the spreadsheet to, oh man, I got to make an app, and I got to make an app customized. And then now what we added is a little bit of a virtual coach element, because we added reminders. We added push notification reminders, text message reminders, which basically gives the people that nudge to do this stuff. And that's very important when you try to build habits.
Alex, I mean, I'm just sitting over here just nodding my head like the whole time you're talking, because everything you're saying is spot on, man. It's, you know, like the personal development field is something that I've been in for, 20 years. The same thing. I've read the same books that you did. And I'm sure you and I probably read a ton of the same exact ones. And everything you're touching on, dude, is just, again, it's gold nuggets left and right. And this app is going to help people reach their maximum potential. And it's like you said, what works for one person is not going to work for another. And that's the beauty of the app that you created, is there's so many habits that, okay, if this one here didn't work, do this one here. If this one here works better, you know, you can twist it and tweak it to where it's just perfect for you and achieve the results you want to achieve. So, man, I love
it. Exactly. That's the idea. Exactly. So you can find your optimal routine. That's kind of how we position the words, and then the app is actually going to act like your coach. It has a gamification component. It has push reminders and things like that. So the app is it could act like your virtual coach, or if you're working with a coach, it's a great way for coaches to keep their customers accountable. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If you do coaching and you're the person you're coaching, hey, here, create this routine, and then here's a bunch of habits, but make sure to do this. It's going to keep them accountable. It's going to keep them on top of their things. And it's going to give the coach analysis of what's working for that person, what's not. Because like I said, we're all different. You know, a routine that works for person A might not work for person B. You know, I'll give you another example. Is, I'm not sure if you've heard of the book. It's called The Power of When. So this book talks about chronotypes, right? Mm-hmm. So some people are more so, I mean, obviously, I would have a hard cutoff. I would not go to bed after, let's say, 2 a.m., right? That's already like too late. But up to that time, some people, like I get more work done from 11 p.m. to about 1:30 a.m. than I do the rest of the day. There's nobody bothering me. My mind just turns on. I'm just a night person. I'm a night owl. I mean, I've tried the waking up early thing many times. It lasts for about a week, and then it just falls apart. I just start to feel like crap. You know what I mean? I am a night person. Instead of fighting it, I know that, you know, and I'm different. Some people are morning people and they can just perform way better in the mornings. Like, and, you know, and everybody is basically different. And this app is going to really, it's going to It's not going to tell you what to do. It's going to tell you what to do based on you. That's the idea.
See, that's the cool part about it.
That's how people should approach self-development, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be, it's personal. It's, again, because like you said, everyone is completely different. So you got to, it's got to be personalized for you. And that's what the app does for you. It's just specifically for you so you can get the results that your body, your mind needs. And then you create that stronger than failure mindset and you can achieve anything you want to in life. Now,
exactly.
When you break it down, so our listeners can know, like, because habits are behaviors, it's the things that we do every single day on the subconscious level that just, like, you know, tying your shoe, what you do, want to do left foot or right foot first, you know, how you put your clothes on. It's these little routines that we do without even thinking about them. So, habits, all right, tell everybody kind of basically, you know, what trigger, like, the three parts of a habit and how can you create the new habits and why, you know, and of course, they're going to be getting the app because that's going to help them do that. But let people know that.
Sure. So, and we design, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, go right ahead. You're good.
Yeah, you know, we designed that app like that. And, you know, there's a few courses on habits. You know, there's obviously the James Clear stuff called Atomic Habits. And then there was a great book called The Power Habit by Charles Duhigg. And, you know, the three components of a habit are cue, or trigger, the action, which is the habit itself, and then the reward. So we designed the app with those in mind. I'm going to give you a simple example of a cue, action, reward. Just think of one thing that's clearly a habit that you should be doing every day is brushing your teeth, right? I hope everybody listening is doing that every day. I hope you don't need a habit tracker to track that one. I hope that's already ingrained in you, right? So, but the way that works is obviously you wake up, you kind of have that post-night kind of funny taste in your mouth. That's your cue, right? And then you go and you brush your teeth. That's your action. And then you have that minty taste in your mouth after the, you know, the brushing your teeth, that fresh, refreshing taste. That's your reward. Interesting fact for you guys. Toothpaste does not need to have the minty taste to work. They actually put that minty taste in order to make that a reward. Because actually toothpaste, all, you know, you can get the same effects of brushing your teeth with baking soda and salt, right? But they add the minty taste because that acts as a reward. It makes you feel good, right? So you want to have those three components to any habit that you're trying to build. The cue is something that triggers you to do it. The action is your action and reward. You know, something else like, you know, you have a thing on your, you know, you're thirsty. That's your cue. You drink the glass of water. That's your action. You feel the word satiated or something.
Yeah, satiated.
Hydrated. That's your reward. So you want to try to do that. But what's going to end up happening, and see how it took me a minute to think of this, to stumble, I kind of started to stumble a little bit, is it's very hard to have a natural cue and a natural reward. So again, building habit, this whole 21-day thing, that's not very true. You know, some habits may take 21 days to build, but most take a lot longer than that. It's a little bit tougher than that. So you need that consistent reminder. The other thing is you got to also think about that. A lot of these things are not so much habits, but they're activities that you should be doing. Meaning, for example, working out with weights, is that a habit or is an activity? You don't want to necessarily work out with weights 7 days a week. You're going to overtrain if you do that, right? You only want to kind of get into a week 4 or 5 days, you know, three, even some people that are busy. I mean, I like obviously working out. So for me, I try to get 4 in every week, 4 weight workouts. Some people that are really into it try to get more. But for somebody, 3 days a week is plenty. So is that really a habit? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that would classify as a habit. But I am sure that if you're using the app, you know, using an app like us, like AltiSelf, you can get hooked on using the app. You can make using the app a habit. That app is going to remind you. There's your cue to go to the gym. You complete your workout, and then you check it off in the app. And just the act of checking something off or crossing something off a to-do list, you probably notice that if you've done it, it gives you a little dopamine boost. It makes you feel good. They say workaholic is a word, obviously, but there's something to it. Like, I enjoy crossing something off my to-do list. I enjoy checking a habit off in the app. So what you want to actually think about is not so much about getting hooked on these habits, because some of them are activity. You want to think about getting hooked on using the app. Like, think of it as like playing a game, like a video game, and when you win, you know, your reward is improving yourself, because it's going to give you those reminders to do all those good activities and using the cue action reward mode. But the activities themselves may actually differ, because they're not all habits. Like tying your shoe is a habit, right? But going to the gym and doing weights, I don't know if I would necessarily classify it as a habit, but you can habitify it, like make it, turn it into a habit by using this app. It's like, think of it also this way, like playing, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, Madden, you know, the video game Madden football. And like playing the game was a habit for me. But for me, a habit wasn't doing like a running play or a passing play or a quarterback scramble. Those are different things that I could do within the game. But actually playing the game was something that I was hooked on. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a whole other funny story. My old business, I think, would suffer every time the Madden, the new version of Madden would come out, because I'd be playing it quite a bit.
Sorry, guys. Can't make it to the meeting. I've got a game.
I've had so many phone calls from my old business, like banks and big brokers just sitting in front of my TV, putting Madden on pause and talking to like a CEO of like a big brokerage company. Like, if they only knew.
Dude, like, and it's funny how you like, because, you know, reward is a big thing as far as creating habits. And it's funny you said, like, on the app that you got, you check off and that you've done it for today, and that creates a reward. Because I was talking to my girlfriend, and we're starting new habits and creating better habits. And one thing that she said she liked the most was being able to check it off on the list, having it on there, because she felt like it was a reward. She felt good being able to check it off. So again, I love that about the app, because you got the reminder, so you got the trigger, you do the action, and then the reward is, one, you feel good that you've done it, but you also get to see yourself check it off on the list, which is great.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people need that.
We took it even two steps further. So you guys probably heard the whole story about like Jerry Seinfeld with the streaks. Like Jerry Seinfeld's thing, they said, what contributes to your success? And he goes, I wrote a joke like every day. I think it was for like 10 years or something like that, right? And I couldn't miss a streak. He made it into a streak. So we have that in the app as well. So if they do, it's like a little gamification feature, but if we have a weekly view of the habit completion. So if they do that, if they do the habit, they complete the habit 3 days in a row, it creates a streak, and then the person is incentivized to keep the streak going, because the way it's displayed in the habit tracker graphically changes. And then we also have another component in there called the weekly minimums, right? So the weekly minimums is like the weekly frequency. Again, let's go back to the working out with weights. Say you want to work out with weights 4 times a week. That's your weekly target. Every time you hit your weekly target for working out with weights, that little block is going to turn green, and you're going to get like a little trophy. Congratulations, you hit your weekly target. So you don't want to aim, and this is actually going to reduce stress as well. You don't want to aim for every habit to do it every day, because then you're going to stress yourself way out, and there's just no need for that. People have bad days. It's resiliency, so you can bounce back up. Like what you said in your intros, like, you know, make yourself stronger to face life, right? But things are going to happen. Like, you know, I had a bit of a later night last night. I couldn't get up this morning. I woke up late. Pre-alt yourself, I would have been beating myself up. But the thing is my frequency for waking up on time and you know, the set amount of time that I have to work each day, you know, I only need to hit that 5 times during the week. So, okay, I missed it. You know, it's okay. I just got to hit my weekly target. So if you take that approach, it's going to be a lot less stressful, because you can get kind of, you know, self-development, if you not approach it correctly, it could end up being like a negative thing for you, because you can really stress yourself out trying to be perfect. And, you know, if you don't complete all your things, you go to bed angry at yourself, and that could start a whole slew of negative emotions and stress. So you know, you just got to keep it smooth, keep it easy, and kind of use that weekly view. And again, you'll have a coach to nudge you, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. It makes a lot of sense. And dude, I think this app is amazing, and we're winding down now, so we're about to close out. But yeah, I think the app is amazing. I think that everyone, listen, if you want to overcome negative habits, create better habits. It's going to help you really enjoy your life. It's going to help you crush every goal that you set for yourself. You need to get this app, because what is easy to do is easy not to do. So if you add this app with the reminders, the trigger, so you can take care of the action, and then you've also got the reward system already built in, that's going to push you even further to achieve what you want to achieve, which is that maximum potential that you have. So, Alex, real quick, man, tell everybody how they can get contact with you, how they can get the app. I'm going to have it on my website as well, because that's how much I believe in it. I want everybody to grab this app.
I appreciate it.
Oh, of course, man. But go ahead and let everybody know how they can get in touch with you, what they need, and how to get it.
Sure. So there's two ways to do it. The one way is obviously you can get it on the App Store. It's for iPhone only at this time. Where Android's on the way, but right now it's iPhone only. You basically go to the App Store, type in UltiSelf, UltiSelf, and you'll see it's kind of an orange and dark blue colors. It's a logo of a brain and a little icon, orange brain and a blue icon. And we come up number one right now for biohacking on the App Store. We come up like number two or three for self-improvement, which I'm really proud of those accomplishments for those rankings that we're able to get for such keywords. So, that's one way to get it. The other way to get it is we sell a package, and I think this is the one that you got, Danny, which is basically app plus. We sell a workbook with some of these things that I talked about here on the podcast. But I also talked about, there's a little bit more. We talked about things like habit combos and habit stacks. And, you know, there's a whole strategy for creating your optimal routine and making sure you stick with it. So we sell a combination. This is a really, really amazing deal, actually. We sell lifetime access to the app and the workbook, which includes videos. It's like a members area, which includes videos, workbook, et cetera, like all this. Basically, we give you the tool and we tell you exactly how to use it to build your best self. And we sell that for a one-time payment of like $37. We don't want money to come between people and their best selves. We try to make this all very, very affordable. So to get that, just go to our website, UltiSelf, U-L-T-I, S like Sam, S-E-L-F, .com. And you'll see like a button, just get self-upgrade system. Click on that and you can just, you know, purchase that with your credit card. You'll get an email and, you'll be able to, once you purchase it, so you'll get access to the members area and you're going to get an email to get the app as well. Credentials to log into the app. You download the app and now you have both for $37 without any of those, you know, annoying recurring charges that we have to charge as app providers. So it's two ways to get it. If you want to go with just the app store, if you want to go for the whole package, go to the website, pick it up on the website with the self-upgrade system. That's basically the two ways that they could go.
Perfect.
Better yet, go to Danny's website and get it from Danny's website.
There you go, guys. Because Alex, I mean, dude, this is something everybody's got to have. And for $37, dude, it is a no-brainer. If people want to improve their life, this is it, man. $37 is all it is. Get it. I've got it myself, and I love it, so I will heavily endorse it. So everybody go to Alex's site, UltiSelf.com. Go to my website. You can go to StrongerThanFailure.com or IAmEmpoweredMan.com. It will be on there tomorrow. Get it. You will love it. All right, Alex, man. Well, thanks for, man. Awesome. Thanks for coming to the show, dude. Thank you for everything. Great content, dude. You were amazing, and I appreciate it. And folks, everybody
Thank you
remember.
Guys. Appreciate it as well.
You are stronger than failure.
Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole. Stronger Than Failure.